And now, What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.
Of the many strategic advantages our military has over our adversaries, the most important is our logistics train. The United States military can trust that when it gets in a fight, it can stay in a fight. Whether our members are landing on beaches or deserts or in faraway lands, we have the ability to deliver the goods and services in a sustained manner. The primary mechanism by which we do this is called Military Sealift Command, the non-combatant portion of the Navy. MSC has more than 110 ships, 5,000 civilian merchant mariners, and is in 23 of the 24 time zones at any given time. But the organization is small, and it has a need to be ready at all times and in all places. One of the things that's really important for them is the maintenance of the ships. How can we keep these ships at sea for months and years at a time if necessary? So a group of very smart engineers sat down and they decided to create SAM, the Shipboard Automated Maintenance Module. SAM was a brilliant tool that combined people, process, and technology to allow the Navy to identify problems before they could happen. For example, on pumps that might go out causing the downtime on a ship, they could test the vibration of the machine to determine before it broke that it was going to break. They could fix the pump, thus keeping the ship at sea. SAM was a successful program for years and years and enabled the Navy to stay in fights during Iraq and Afghanistan and in smaller conflicts. But in 2010, the headquarters of MSC made a decision. They were going to move from Washington, D.C. down to Norfolk, Virginia. And this is where the story gets a little ugly. What they didn't think about is how important the people were in SAM. It wasn't just the technology, it was the brilliant engineers at shore here in Washington that maintained those ships. So what happened? As they moved down to Norfolk, many of those older engineers elected to retire. Some of them went into the private sector. And according to a 2018 September IG report, MSC stopped operating SAM. And as it failed to appropriately operate SAM, our ships started to have issues. The lesson learned about this failure is you can't take the people out of the equation. It doesn't matter how good the technology is, how great the initial success was. If you take the people out, the tools don't work. So as you build your own programs, make sure to consider for the people. Make sure to plan for sustained success.
That was What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.